Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Kevin De Bruyne's deflected late equaliser gave Manchester City a fully deserved point after a moment of genius by Mohamed Salah looked to have earned Liverpool victory in an Anfield thriller. Reigning champion City and Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool were each hoping to take over from Chelsea at the top of the table, but this result means Thomas Tuchel's side stay clear at the Premier League summit. City dominated the first half but wasted a host of chances and were punished when Sadio Mane was the beneficiary of more Salah brilliance to apply a clinical finish to put Liverpool ahead after 59 minutes. Liverpool's lead lasted 10 minutes until Phil Foden took a pass from Gabriel Jesus and fired home low. City boss Pep Guardiola was nursing an understandable sense of injustice after James Milner somehow escaped a second yellow card for blatantly upending Bernardo Silva before Anfield exploded in joy after 76 minutes when Salah slalomed his way beyond a succession of City defenders to power home a stunning finish. But it was Kevin De Bruyne who had the final say, his shot taking a deflection off Joel Matip to beat Alisson with 9 minutes remaining. Moving on, and more on that potential sending off for Milner, Pep Guardiola was beside himself on the side of the pitch. Most expected referee Paul Tierney to reach for his pocket for a second time to show a yellow to Milner after he brought down Bernardo Silva. Instead, he blew his whistle, awarded a foul, spoke to Milner and didn't show a card. Well, Guardiola was raging on the touchline, remonstrating with fourth official Mike Dean before animatedly taking off his jacket. Guardiola told Sky Sports, "It's a yellow card, it's a yellow card, it's clear, but it's Anfield, it's Old Trafford. In our situation, a City player is sent off, it's clear it was a second yellow." Finally, Manchester City have made a complaint to Liverpool about a supporter allegedly spitting towards members of their backroom staff during the 2-2 draw at Anfield. Liverpool have confirmed they are investigating the allegation. That's all for now. We'll have more later.